Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Daily Mail this morning. You may be aware that Taoiseach Micheál Martin was in Japan last week, and now there seems to be a bit of an inquiry into when he flew home and why he flew home. So the Irish Daily Mail says, "Micheál, my flight was not switched for the Cork match. The government has insisted conflict in the Middle East and not the All-Ireland hurling semi-final resulted in the Taoiseach changing his flight from Japan at a week's notice." And now the opposition are demanding that any security advice received ahead of the change and what it cost be published immediately. So they're saying that if the Taoiseach is going to say that he was advised to fly home on a particular date because of the conflict in the Middle East, you need to publish that particular advice. Micheál Martin and his team were meant to fly home from Osaka last Friday via Dubai and were scheduled to land just after midday on Saturday. However, the flights were changed days before the trip and Micheál instead flew home via Toronto, landed at 8:15 a.m. and then went to Croke Park for the game. I did notice over the weekend with surprise that he was at the game, because the last I'd seen from some journalists on Instagram was him in Japan, and then I suddenly seen he was in Croke Park. But would he not have landed in time with the original flight if he landed midday Saturday instead of landing at midday and going to the Croke Park for the Cork Dublin game at Croke Park? You're talking 4 hours difference of a flight. Anyway, the Irish Daily Mail certainly making a big issue of it this morning, so we'll see what happens with that. Irish Independent on the front page is all about the new warning system flagging texts from hospitals as scams. So I don't know if you've got this. I got a text from my dentist the other day and it came up on the text, likely scam. And now it turns out, according to the Indo, that texts from hospitals are coming up as likely scams as well. And it's leading to confusion over hospital appointments, verification codes and tickets for sporting events. This is the new system set up by Comreg. And by the way, from October, these texts are going to be banned entirely. So does that mean that if my dentist or your hospital texts you in October, you're not going to get that message at all? It's going to be blocked. That's what the Indo's going with on the front page. Irish Times on the front page is going with the Bernardo's report, which shows almost 20% of families have cut back on or gone without heating in the past 6 months, which is, according to new research, looking into the impact of the rising cost of living. 2 in 5 are going without other essentials like food and medical appointments already this year. And a reminder, there's going to be no cost of living package in the budget. So I don't know how these families are going to cope, particularly the families going into arrears on energy bills. 40% of parents are skipping meals or reducing their portion size so that their kids will have enough to eat. You can read more about that in the Irish Times. The Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror go with the death of the soccer club captain stabbed to death in the early hours of yesterday morning. Joseph McAvoy killed in West after a spate of tit-for-tat incidents in West Dublin over the weekend. The Star says Big Joe knifed in gang feud, and the Irish Daily Mirror, Big Joe, our club hero. The club, Quarryvale FC, saying Big Joe Mac was the life of every party and nothing will feel the same with him gone. And then the Irish Sun on the front page, couldn't give a tosser is the headline. Killer Brian Tosser Meehan strolls unsupervised around the streets of Dublin on day release from prison. They have some pictures of him on the streets of Dublin. Inside the papers, I don't go to a lot of gigs, but this is one gig I'd love to go to, which is Barack Obama at the Three Arena. I think the tickets will be like gold dust. I won't be getting a selfie with them though, because the Sun says it's a €2,000 price tag if you want a photo with Barack Obama at his Dublin gig. So he's going to give a talk at the Three Arena in Dublin on the 26th of September. The most affordable tickets for the event, in fairness, cost €25. However, if you want to get up close and personal with Barack Obama, you're going to have to cough up. His cousin Henry Healy, by the way, is going to buy a prime seat for the night. Surely we can give him a free ticket for the event. Anyway, the VIP package, where you get a copy of his book, A Promised Land, you get premium seating And you also get a selfie with him as well. €2,079 if you'd like to go along to that. We'll see. I'm sure it'll sell out. I'm sure it will. Joe Duffy is a new job. This is in the Star. He's landed a new job. It's not going for President of Ireland. We know that because he said he's not doing that with that news over the weekend. But he is landing himself new work with Lidl. The 69-year-old Joe Duffy has filmed a promotional video for Lidl or Lidl. He can be seen prowling the aisles in a suit and a brown hat in the guise of a private detective. And as he walks into Lidl, he's accompanied by a jazz score. And Joe says, "I promised myself I was out. No more talk, no more questions. Just an average Joe. But questions, they don't take no for an answer. Is that Joe Duffy?" A passerby with his shopping bags asks as he exits the shop. And Joe says he received a tip from a Ballinasloe woman named Margaret Mary O'Brien and was compelled to take the case. Kind of sounds like a confusing video, but anyway, Joe Duffy is like a private detective wandering the aisles of Lidl. That's his new job. The Mail tells us the way we exercise could be a reflection of our personality types. So they found that people who are extroverted love to be seen doing high intensity workouts, while those who prefer short private workout sessions are neurotic. Doesn't say a lot about those of us who don't enjoy exercising at all, but researchers studied 102 volunteers and basically they found that if you do these high intensity workouts, you are a show off. Frightening story from the Mail. 24 people injured, 3 left in a critical condition in a French town after hundreds of bees suddenly turned aggressive. I know bees and wasps can be very terrifying for people, so you'll probably want to avoid this French town. The incident lasted only half an hour, but one victim who was aged 78 was stung 25 times in that half an hour by bees, and the police had to set up a safety perimeter while firefighters were called in to help the injured, and 3 had to be taken to hospital. They reckon that Asian hornets upset the bees and made them more aggressive, and the emergency services had to be called in to this French town in the south of the country where 24 people were hurt. Final story is all about queuing. It comes from The Sun, and queuing etiquette is under threat, with Gen Z 4 times more likely than their grandparents to skip the queue. 73% of adults think that pushing in is the ultimate crime in a queue. 53% of Gen Z say it is acceptable, and 19% of those aged 18 to 29 would not think twice about doing so. But the young are more prone to queuing up when it comes to the pub. This is something, I was in a pub recently and saw this, where people are now queuing for a drink. I'd never seen it before, but apparently it's young people driving this. 32% of them think standing in line for a drink is how things should work in a pub. Absolutely not. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.